The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
That is Shawty Blues right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. That is off the album Mighty Gertie. And of course, this is one of those very cool collaborations, and it couldn't have shown up anywhere better than Radio Memphis Around the World. And I've been telling you guys, you know, all throughout the show that this show was a special show that was dedicated to the blues, because blues invaded my show all day today. So we couldn't do it without Radio Memphis Booze and Blues, Mr. Rick Cheddar, hanging out with me.
Good evening.
It's still afternoon. Don't mess me up like that. This
morning.
Whatever. This album is a very, very, very special album. And the reason why it's so special is that, you know, those of you that are tuned in, you may be aware, you know, of a French group, Hypnotic Wheels. They got a really cool brainstorm idea in making sure that what they wanted to do is that they wanted to kind of, you know, collaborate and combine the thoughts of what they had going on with what they knew was true and blue, not being any pun intended, but hitting some Mississippi and going blues with that.
Absolutely, yeah. Some of the names that are on this record we had talked about before they came in.
Mm-hmm.
These are our people. Tia is our people.
You know, Tia Goodavel, yes, Hypnotic Wheels. Tia is our people, and what was so funny is that, you know, and if you guys are wondering what we're talking about, Mighty Gertie, you know, the collaborations and stuff, you've got Cedric Burnside, you've got Pat Thomas, you've got Sade Thomas, you've also got Cam Kimbrough, because I'm thinking of the Kimbroughs because they're playing tonight. All of these cool people have jumped in on this particular album, and Tia was sent to me through Galia today, okay? Galia, it was so funny because Tia sent me this message, you know, on Facebook. She was like, hey. She was like, Galia told me about you. And it was kind of like one of those, like, here's my music, can I come see you? You know, and I was just like, I want her to come see me. So, you know, we had a, you know, fantastic opportunity. And as it turns out, they rearranged their schedule, and they were supposed to go down into Mississippi and stuff like that. But since I knew that they were going to be in town, we just dedicated this whole idea, you know, to blues. And when I got the link and I went on there, and please forgive me, you know, I got the link and I went onto the site, and then I saw all our people. I was like, wait a minute, what's this? Who is this woman? And why is she sending me stuff with our people? You know, and it was, and then I spent like all night that night after I got that stuff. I read stories, I read reviews, I read some amazing stuff. You guys have just charmed the hell out of everybody. So for those of you that are hanging out, we've got Tia Goodavel on the phone. How are you, sweetie?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm glad to be here with you.
I am so glad. It was important for us for you to be here. You know, this album, this collaboration, you know, what did it mean? What did it mean to you to make this happen?
It's a lot because, with the music, you can build some bridges. Like, you can meet some people from other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And other language, and you don't need to speak the same language, you just need to play. And it was very important to do something with today in every country people are scared from each other, like, you
yeah.
know, it's, I don't want to say too much politics, but it's just about like sharing something with some people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And doing something together. And it was so funny to bring the hurdy-gurdy in Mississippi, because there is not so many people who knows this instrument. It's very old instrument.
It is an old instrument. I don't even think I even knew what the hell the hurdy-gurdy was.
Age, like.
It's been around a long time. Wasn't it originally Turkish, or was it Middle Eastern or French or European, rather?
They don't really know, because they found old, very old painting where you can see a hurdy-gurdy from the Middle Age.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know, maybe Spain, or, you know, you're not far, like, close to the Mediterranean coast.
The Mediterranean,
yeah.
Wow.
It's a fantastic instrument.
It's funny. It was one of those things where, like, this whole concept was around this instrument, and I was like, well, okay, this is cool. I was like, okay, this would be something I would have never thought of.
I have to say that Gilles Chabenat, the hurdy-gurdy player, is mm-hmm. a master. Like, he do some workshop everywhere. He used to play with Sting, with huge people.
Wow.
And he really work on this instrument for years, mm-hmm. and he opened some doors, like, okay, it's very traditional instrument.
Yes.
But he make it more modern, you know?
Yeah.
He used some effects, some pedal on it.
Yeah.
He plugged in a tube amp when we did the recordings.
Oh, wow.
So he opened some doors, and the people with this project, they will know, like, they will have something new again, like.
It is something new, you know? It is something different, you know? How insane is that? You know, to be able to put together something like that. A lot of people have come forward, and of course, you know, with the stylistic, you know, ideas of France and you know, North Mississippi hill blues country. Why North Mississippi?
For me, I love lots of blues, like Chicago, West Coast, and lots of different things. But mm-hmm. I mean, hurdy-gurdy is very hypnotic. Mm-hmm. The sound, it's very it takes you and. It fits very well with the style of the North Mississippi country. And we were thinking about, okay, hurdy-gurdy was used to make people dance, like folk music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same in North Mississippi country, the music was used like to make people dance or being together.
Okay.
It was a good idea to put together two different rural cultures.
Mm-hmm.
People who played hurdy-gurdy in the past, they were working in the fields.
Wow.
It was like they play music after the hard day, like.
Yeah.
And I mean, when I think about Charlie and his grandfather, I mean, I think it's kind of same.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were thinking there is some common points with that.
Okay.
And this is Marc Glomot, the percussionist, who had this idea. One day he just woke up and he said, we're going to do something in North Mississippi.
And just out of the blue. Just like, that's it. That's
yeah, ideas and, happen like that, you know.
And he really dig this kind of blues.
Okay.
I mean, he's a percussionist and he used to play lots of Latino music.
Okay.
And when he discovered North Mississippi Hill Country Blues, he said, okay, wow, that's the point. That's the thing I really love in the blues.
Wow.
Because he can hear some African roots too.
Right.
He loves Africa. He plays African music too.
Right, right.
He said,
okay.
This is the
bridges that gap.
Very good thing.
Okay, I see. So he made the connection and he saw where he could fit in.
Mm.
I see.
Yeah.
You guys, so the light bulb showed up in the middle of the night, you know, and everybody was like, this is what we're going to do. You planned this for quite some time, that you were going to make this trip and you were going to come to Mississippi and you were going to make this album.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you decide who was it that you were going to reach out to be part of this album?
So we were thinking about the grandchildren of some people which were really important.
Good for
time.
You.
And Sade was one of the first we were thinking about, because
she's one of the first that a lot of people think about. That
look,
girl, you coming up
like
next.
Yeah,
don't even sit there and act like you ain't got nothing to do. You're coming up. You're coming up next, because this girl right here, she got some crazy people that hunt her down. We know. But yes, and she's got a fantastic story in her grandfather.
Yeah, yeah. And I played some of music and some music of. Her grandfather to Jill, the hurdy-gurdy player, and to Mark,
mm-hmm.
and they were amazed, like, wow, she's so great. I mean, the sound of the fife,
mm-hmm.
it's beautiful, the her voice, and what she had inside, she's like, she's very young, she has the tradition in her shoulder, but she's also someone living today, like, she listening other thing, and
mm-hmm.
They think it's very interesting to work with her.
Right.
She's unique. Like, I mean, there is nobody like her.
Wow. Wow. So you guys, so looking at the greats, you're like, okay, who's got their blood. And this is what you did. Who are they related? Who did they give birth to? Who's they related to? Because they have to have some of that in them. Mm. So you know, like I said, you know, Sade, obviously you picked her up. Yeah. You know, you of course, you know, hunting, you know, Cedric Burnside down. Yeah. Yeah. You know, was Cedric a unanimous, like nobody voted, like we were just going to call Cedric? Was that one of those?
Yeah.
That and Cedric gets around.
Well, Cedric is all over the place, and so
Cedric,
I mean,
recorded in here.
Oh yeah,
with his grandfather, mm-hmm. RL. They made a record in that room over there.
Wow. Yeah, in fact, great. the Wizard record,
Mr. Wizard, yeah,
was recorded down here.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Cool. So that there's.
Yeah, it was great with Cedric. We decided to record Going Down South, mm-hmm. and we started to play like the original version, and Marco hears something from Cedric, I mean the groove, mm-hmm. and he hears something like African, so he decided to change the groove of the percussion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's why we have this different, it's different as the original version.
Yes, that's the one I played while I was waiting for you guys, you know, to make your way here, and that's the one that it was like, dude, this is cool as hell.
This is really African.
Yeah, and but it was just, I mean, it's even modern, you know, and it's awesome. And then that's the one that he was saying, you guys were talking and chit-chatting afterwards, and he was, yeah, and you could tell, man, because he was like, you know, my daddy, my granddaddy, you know how he is. He was always talking. He's always got those stories about his, you know, his family and stuff. Yeah. So you wind up, you know, yanking him in. So Cam, I love Cam.
Yeah.
First time I met Cam, We stuck him with an Italian. We stuck him with Mario.
That's right, yeah, Mario Bevilacqua, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we stuck him with Mario the very first time he showed up, and he wanted to perform, and you know, we got to know him for a little bit, and Mario was in. We made them meet each other. We made them play together and come up with something like right off the bat, right there on air, and like they're like totally cool, and like friends and stuff. So it's all good. Cam, you know, he's somebody that came into his talent late. He kind of ignored it, you know, in the very beginning. So, you know, how did you come across Cam as somebody?
I met him at the Pooh Monkey.
Oh, my goodness, how funny.
I went there 2 years ago with a friend of mine, Françoise Digel, who really helped for the city.
Mm-hmm.
And Cam was playing, and Joyce was here too.
Right.
His mother, and we jam. We play together 3 songs, and we really enjoy like playing together.
Right.
But he was on drums, and mm-hmm. but yeah, I think I really like him too. Yeah,
he's
a cool
good.
Guy.
He's good.
And he has a heavy story too.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just read an interview on a big magazine in France, a blues magazine,
mm-hmm.
called Soul Bag,
mm-hmm.
and I read the story of Cam, and I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know.
It's really funny because, like I said, Cam really kind of came into his own, you know, and he will tell you that he didn't really come into his own until he got, you know, a little older, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, his version of older is like late 20s, you know. I'm sitting going, that's so cute.
Wow, I really feel old right now.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. But, you know, having grown up, you know, and, you know, and having, you know, the family and stuff, yes, and it was one of those, but, and the way he almost even described it, that it was something that kind of haunted him, you know, and it found him again, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's in your blood, you know, and if it's, you know, if you're born with it, you know, and you've got the family and stuff, it's probably going to hunt you down, you know, and that's what it did for him. And, you know, and he's quite the talented person as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the last...
Every time we recorded, we just did one take, I think.
One take. He's a one take guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He is. He's definitely a one
take. How did you get hooked up with Vistone?
Oh, I have a friend, she's a guitar player from Australia. Her name is Fiona Boyce.
Yeah, I've seen her name, yeah.
Yeah, and we were at the BMAs last year.
Okay.
We were here. And Fiona, she really dig what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to be on the Vistone label. And when we were at the Sheraton, she said, okay, I got to introduce you to Richard Rosenblatt, the guy from Viston, because this is the guy you got to meet. It will be very interesting about your project.
Yes.
So we met him last year, and it was at the lobby at the Sheraton. And Jill, the hurdy-gurdy player, he go back to the room and he took his hurdy-gurdy, go downstairs to show him how it works, like in the lobby with the hurdy-gurdy.
That's awesome.
And we show him some videos and he say, wow, this is very beautiful. I really dig the music we did. So after maybe 2 months, we keep in touch and he say, okay, we're going to sign.
Wow, how funny that works out like that. Of course, he saw the magic, you know, between the two different groups coming together.
This project has very something special about the time, the right time, the right people. I mean, this is a team, like lots of people believe in this idea.
Absolutely.
In France and here, and lots of people wants to make it successful. That's on the way of that. Like, we got the Charles Crow Awards, Academy Awards. It's very huge in France.
Wow.
Yeah. And I really love the review, to read what the people feel about the project. I think they really get it. Like,
they do. Yeah. They do. And that was what was so amazing to me, because I was going through all of this stuff again when I finally got to the site and I saw everybody that was on there. And of course I started jumping in on, you know, everybody's reviews and stuff, you know, and it was just, you know, everybody was so amazed because they were blown away. Everybody was really expecting it to be just kind of traditional blues, you know what I mean? And being kind of, you know, of that scheme, but, you know, with just some really talented players and everybody really thought that the French were going to be seduced to the dark side, you know, and it was going to be just straight up blues and that would be the end of it. Right. You guys, you know, brought something very magical and very special.
Yeah, the blues purists probably were a little pissed off with you. And that's okay. You know, screw them. They need to be a little pissed off. Mm-hmm. They need to understand that this is such an old form of music that has to evolve.
It does.
It has to evolve to stay relevant.
It does.
So, but you have to also keep in touch with those roots, you know.
And it does.
I'm really surprised because I was at the BMAs this year too, so this week, and I really, the purists, they really like it.
They do like it, yeah.
No, and
it's like, because they know that we are not far from the roots, it's just like, it's not, we don't forget the roots from this music.
Mm-mm. No,
and
you
they
don't.
They really dig it, like I was really kind of surprised in a good way. Like,
absolutely.
And then not only in America, you have some people from Australia, from Europe, UK. It's a very, it's huge for us.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Absolutely, and it should be. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's one of those things where when you know, everybody kind of sits down and they come to the table, you know, together on something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody will see that. And when you sit down and look, you guys, I mean, you guys got to hear one or two tracks already. You know, when you listen to the album, no, you don't forget where you've been. You don't forget, you know, what made the, you know, the sound, and you don't forget, you know, what everybody's influences are. But I'm telling you, nobody sounds like you guys together. There's nobody else that's going to sound like you. That is magic, when nobody sounds like you, not like that, you know. And it's one of those things where I think you were able to bring out a little bit out of, you know, Sade. You were able to bring out a little out of Cedric, and, you know, they were able to bring out a little something in you, you know. And it was kind of one of those things where if you guys had not met, this wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened at all.
Yeah, the relation with the musician, where everybody was humble, like, we just do something together. We don't need to show how many notes I can play in a solo or this kind of thing. It's really work doing something together.
That's what it's supposed to be. Pick a song. Let me play another song off the album, and we're going to take a break. And then what we're going to do is we got girlfriend riding in, you know, in the hot seat over here. Shaka, she's all smiling and smirking and stuff. I'm going to put her next to you know, Mr. Rick Cheddar, you know, Mr. Blues and Blues himself. And we're going to climb into her world for a second.
You want to play the cut that she's on? The one that Otha's on?
Which one?
Station Blues.
You want to play that one? We can do that one. Let's do that one. Let me go ahead and pop that up in there. give everybody a little something, a little taste of something, and we'll bring a Sade Thomas in next. So you guys don't go anywhere, all right? Little Station Blues for you right now, right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. Well, that was the Rising Star Fife and Drum Band for you right here on Radio Memphis Around the World, hanging out with Mr. Rick Cheddar, also the host, one of the co-hosts for Radio Memphis Booze and Blues. Airs every Sunday night right here at radio-memphis.com, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
Yeah, I was just,
you know, you just heard.
Yeah, I was like, you know,
she's
jump in.
Right here to my left. It's Sharday Thomas is here. Keep it up the tradition of your grandfather.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
It is so awesome to have you here. It's awesome for me to personally meet you, by the way.
Yes, excited to be here and share this experience with Miss Tia. So it's amazing right now.
You were killing me. She tries to act all innocent.
And it's an act.
And all quiet and stuff. And I'm sorry, we're listening to you call out this. Yeah, we're listening. Girl, don't even go there.
It's a different thing on stage.
You come across, talking about heritage and, you know, and talking about family, you know, and talking about, you know, talent and things like that. And, you know, one of the reasons why even Tia searched you out, and she made it a point to make sure she let everybody know who she searched out first. Okay, so she searched out some you first on this deal. Your legacy, your background, and your family is amazing, and you know, to be able to present, you know, such an awesome thought, you know, when it comes to music, you know, and present it, you know, to North Mississippi, you know, was kind of a crazy thing for you. You know, Arthur Thomas, you know, your grandfather, you know, obviously, you know, obviously the one that started it all for everybody here. For you growing up, this was something you gravitated towards. This was something that was forced on you. This is something you automatically fell in love with. I mean, how did this work for you?
No, it was never forced. You know, I would see my grandfather sitting on the porch like he did every day and just sitting around talking and laughing. And one day he was playing the fife. And I just walked up and I was like, Granddaddy, what is that? And he was like, it's a fife. And, you know, being my grandfather, he was always silly at times. And basically, I was like, okay, I want to play that. I want to, you know, be like you. I want to do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird because I didn't choose the drums. You know, I wanted to play the fife. I wanted to be different.
Of course.
So he gave it to me, like I could just play at that moment. So I took it. Being a child, I took it and went home and practiced. And I sent his fife back. I didn't take it back to him. I sent it back. Because I kept it too long, and I sent it back, and he made my very first fife.
Oh, wow.
And it was amazing. And when he made it...
You still have it?
I do, but it's, like, broken up right now.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, yeah. I was young and used to banging on everything, being a kid.
Yeah, being a kid.
Yeah.
I did my first performance at his goat picnics that he had on his farm. And
yeah, because he used to do those two-day picnics and stuff,
yes,
like that, and everybody would come, and it was throwdown, it was,
yes,
food, it was everything.
Everybody came out.
And it was about communion, and it was about food, and it was about,
yes,
music.
Goats.
And,
yes, the goats, barbecue goats.
Barbecue goat. That's where that's at. See, goat don't run your pressure up like pig does.
Apparently. Okay.
That's true.
For you.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Pig will kill you, but goat, no, it's good for you.
Okay. So you grow up, so your first performance is at the picnics, you know?
Yes, he made the drummer stop, and this tiny little girl got in the middle of this big crowd and started playing. I didn't know what I was doing at the time, but in his eyes, I was the best fife player there was.
Of course you were, and you are.
So it went from your grandfather to you. Was there anybody in the middle that...
There was nobody in the middle. It was just
from him.
Oh, well, Mr. Napoleon, he played, but that was way before,
right,
my granddad decided.
So that's how that's through the family,
yes,
chain. That's how they how,
yes,
that goes.
Yes.
I got you.
Of course.
I didn't know if one of his kids had also played. But.
No, sir. Well, my mom, she played the drum, but
oh,
she played too fast, and you know they didn't get along on the business side, so she just gave it up.
I got you.
I wanted to play the fife.
Good for you. That's great.
I love the way she does that. I wanted to play the fife.
Do you make your...
Yeah. I know, right?
Do you make your own fife now?
I do.
Yeah.
It's hard work at times.
Oh, it's a lot of work, yeah.
But yes, I do. I make my own.
What do you make them out of?
Bamboo.
Bamboo.
Yes. Good old bamboo.
Good for you. Funny thing, you get started and you start wooing everybody and winning everybody over. Do you realize just how how traditional this moment is of music and the style, and you know, and how it affects everybody. I mean, do you realize that?
I do, but not like deep down. You know, it's kind of I'm just kind of soaking it all in at the moment.
Okay, so you still soaking it in? Because here's what I have a problem with. I have a problem with you saying that when I'm like this, man. I have a problem with you saying that when I know somebody like, I don't know, Eric Clapton hunted you down. Girl, couldn't find you. Okay, he couldn't find you. So he went through somebody in Nashville because he saw the picture, saw you in the picture, and it was like, and they knew that. It was like, so-and-so knew so-and-so knew so-and-so. Right. So I'm going to get to you because you're like the only fife player on the planet. Yes. Apparently, okay. So you know they went to hunt you down, and so not only did those moments happen, you wind up doing stuff, you know, with North Mississippi All Stars, yes. Cyndi Lauper.
Yes, that was amazing. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, when I got that phone call, I was like, Cyndi Lauper. I was like, who is Cyndi Lauper? And I was like, play this thing, girls. I'm like, oh, girls just want to have fun. So it was. That was amazing. That was amazing performance that you know she reached out to me, and it was like, you want me? Out of all the people, you want me? So that was. I was very grateful for that.
Wow. Yes. So they reached out to you. I mean, this is literally what you're doing. You're sitting at your house. I could so see this. Like she's like total teenage girl, like, you know, doing her nails and stuff like that, you know, going, who's Cyndi Lauper? Yes. What?
Yes.
Me? Really? So they reach out to you, I mean, and then you wind up going on this experiences and stuff, and
great experience.
Yeah. What'd you wind up learning from it?
To keep pushing, stay motivated, and anything can happen, you know. I could be, you know, Beyonce is my idol. So it was like when I got that call, then I got the next call and the next call, and I was like, you know, Mike can
starting to build
be the next big thing one day, you know.
Yeah.
Just always keeping the back of my head that anything is possible. You know, and I'm always trying to take my grandfather music to the next level and to the next level. So
wow.
Yes.
See? Wow, you're doing amazing.
Thank
stuff.
You.
Now you yourself, you kind of took the reins, you know, on the little core band there, you know, and so watching it as a kid growing up and stuff, and now, you know, calling the shots, and you know, and calling out the drummers and telling them to pay attention to you when you know they're not listening.
Right.
you're stepping in your grandfather's steps.
Yes, big shoes to fill. And it's very different when, you know, you go from listening to granddad and say, okay, we're going to do this song and that's it, you know, no pressure, to going from, okay, you're the leader, you got to book shows, you got to practice, this is how the sun's going to go, set list. So it's a lot, you know, it was a lot. But, you know, I'm managing it, and by the grace of my wonderful drummers, you know, we're holding it together.
That's perfect. So, that's perfect. So Tia shows up in your world, okay? Again, because she hunted you out first, yeah, for this Muddy Gertie project.
Yes.
How did she approach you? How did this work out?
Well, actually, one of her friend came over, and you know, she showed me videos, and she was like, basically, we want to do an album, we want you, and you know, before she could finish, I was like, of course, let's do it. You know,
you didn't even know. You're just going to jump in.
Of course. I was like, yes. And she was like, so we got to sit down and talk. I was like, whatever you guys decide, just let me know. I'll be there. And when Tia came over, it was like, we just automatically clicked.
Oh.
It's like, she's a great friend.
Oh.
And she's sweet. And we just had fun making this album, you know. So, like she said, the music is what brings people together. You
sure
know?
It is.
Yes.
Sure it is.
So it was a great experience working with her.
Right. So you didn't even realize. See, you don't even realize the impact. This is just like her stepping into the deal with, you know, her grandfather. You didn't even realize the impact of what you were doing until you got into
it.
You just wanted to be there.
I still don't.
We mean that in such a fantastic way.
You're bringing a sense of innocence to the music business that is so jaded and bitter and messed up, and you come at this with a very fresh.
Yeah, don't look at us.
Man, we're all messed up. You know? That's why it's so nice to have you here, because it makes us feel that what we're doing is a part of that freshness, and we're glad to have that. But it's nice to meet people like you and listen to your work, because apparently other people think like that too.
Yes.
You know, that it's good to, hey, let's get Sade on this because she knows what she's doing, and
right.
she's you know, innocent and fun, and you know, maybe not all that innocent. I mean,
she's not. Look, girlfriend, no, she's not innocent. She, look, Tia is like, Tia's over there just biting her nails, going, I'm gonna be her friend. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. I'm not gonna say a word. I got your back, girl. I got your back. I'm not saying a word, but you know, when we're done, I'm gonna tell you where you were wrong.
But that's, you know, like when you talk to guys like Lightning Malcolm, who, and you know Malcolm, you know, he has that same approach as you, is that whatever comes to the door, let's go with it. Let's have some fun. And next thing you know, he's playing with Robert Plant.
Yes.
You know, and it's the same thing.
Yeah, that
you
absolutely.
I'm so proud for you. Thank I think you. That's awesome.
Absolutely. So you, as far as plans and stuff, okay, now she laid out, you know, some cool ideas for festivals, and of course you're going to wind up doing some traveling and stuff. What are your plans, you know, for you and the drum, you know, the fife and drum band, and what are you doing?
Well, right now we're working on another album, an official Rising Star Fife and Drum album, and just getting the band better. You know, we're heading to Chicago for the Blues Festival. That's exciting.
Okay.
And the end of this month, we're going to the Blues Passions in Switzerland. So that's exciting as well. So,
wow. You know,
just keep going to that higher level, and the boys are getting better and better and pushing me, you know, to stay motivated and just keep the eye on the prize.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Yes. How hard would it be to get all of you down here on air at the same time?
We can make it happen.
Well, you need to, like, performance and all of that, you know, like on a Sunday night, we're working them Booze and Blues and stuff.
Yeah, we can do that.
I mean, that needs to happen, you know, you know, that way everybody can tune in and listen and stuff like that.
The stories that go with it, because people will hear fife and drum and go, how is this blues? But there's a real story.
No, you got you got the corner market on it, you know. Like, so let me tell you about my granddaddy and my goats.
Yes.
You know, and you got it. You've got
especially
it.
Especially the goats.
Yeah, especially the goats.
Goats love fife music. It keeps them from running off.
Apparently, you know, and it's now all starting to make sense. I've got all these visions that are going through my head right now.
They come up there right nice and close. And
yeah, you know.
Cut their throat and throw them on the grill.
Oh my God, I can't stand
not like that.
I was like, dude.
Not like that.
So you two together, you guys now are you going with her down in her next stop? Where are you going?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Like that.
All right. I'm excited for you guys.
Thank you.
I'm excited for this album. I'm excited for a lot of stuff. I know that it's already been well received, and I know that this you started something. And I hope you understand what that means. When you start something, it's you're going to have to continue to feed the monster, you know. So they're going to, you know, this is one of those things where everybody's going to kind of want to see some more of,
right. Yeah.
You know.
She got it. She got it. Yes, of course.
You guys are always, always welcome here.
Thank
you. Okay? Anytime. Anything together, separately, projects, whatever. Okay? You're always going to be welcome here.
Thank you.
You know, and we'd love to, you know, have that opportunity to spend some time.
Thank you, Galia.
Thank you. Big shout out to, yes, to Galia, who is our artist of the month, you know, for Radio Memphis Around the World for May. She was in earlier with her entire band. Yeah, and in fact, her first appearance in Memphis with Galia and Mama's Boys was in this studio. Her second appearance is tonight on Beale Street at Blue City Cafe. So they're going to be knocking it out right there. If you guys are in the area, you know, definitely check her out. Muddy Gertie, I'm a fan. Like I said, I would have never in a million years thought that this was, you know, I never would have in a million years thought that this was going to be a thing.
Thank you very much. You know, it's very important to have some things that you say. Like for us, it will help to go on. Like,
yeah. Yeah,
and I know that we're gonna do some good thing. I'm like Shardy. I always keep on my mind some things could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's not to be like how do you call that, utopic? You know that?
Right.
No,
right.
It's just true. Like some things happen. Like the Charles Crow Academy was like, we didn't expect that, but we got it.
Right.
And
right.
Maybe next year we will be there for the Blues Music Awards. Yes. Who knows?
Oh my God, I think you
who
should.
Who knows? Because you know, so many people play that CD in America. So.
Yes.
And
yes.
I met them on Thursday, and they come to me and say, wow, Mehdi Gurdi, this is great, congratulations, we mm-hmm. love that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel
it's funny.
That
it's funny to hear that response when you're like, oh my God,
you
listen to it, right?
yeah.
You know, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
you guys need to come up. See, you need to come up with something like really cool and something like really. When you gonna throw a picnic, girl?
The picnic will be August 24th and 25th.
Oh, dog.
Yes.
See, she done slapped me across
Friday
the face.
Saturday.
She done slapped me across the face. What?
Where's come and get some goats.
Man, where's this at? Where's this going to be at?
We haven't decided on a location yet, but it's going to be a new location.
So okay.
Of course.
Okay.
Yes. Remember the dates? August 24th and 25th.
The 24th and 25th. Don't you think you need to be going to a picnic?
Yes.
Don't you think you need him at that picnic?
Yes, I need him.
I think we all need. Don't you
I
think
need
we need
there.
To go to this picnic?
Well, just let us know all the details. Send it over to us or come back by, and we'll do the thing here on the air, and then we'll come down and we'll come crash your picnic.
Yes, okay. Let's do it.
We need to crash the picnic. we can crash the picnic. That needs to happen.
Cool.
All right. Look, I need for you guys to pick a song. I'm gonna play another song for everybody. So
pick
we
a
would
song to
yeah
you.
Pick a song. Pick me a song. What song you want off the album?
You can choose.
Me?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Close my eyes.
Close my eyes.
Number 4. See
four.
My jumper hanging on the line?
Oh yeah, the old burn side. Yeah.
See, girlfriend's even got the touch, man. She don't even know it. She does not even know it. Well, I'll tell you what. See my jumper hanging on the line, man. That's some messed up stuff right there. Mehdi Gurdi, all right? You guys also make sure you check out hypnoticwheels.com,
yes.
hypnotic-wheels.com, because that's where you were able to get the album. Sade Thomas, you're always welcome in the studio.
Thank
I expect
you.
To see you here more often.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, don't make me a liar.
Of course.
Okay, just checking. I'm just checking. Tia, honey, anytime you're here, anytime you need anything.
Merci.
Yes, yes.
Merci beaucoup.
We love to have you back. Please, please, please come back, okay?
It was a pleasure.
And of course, we'll definitely play the hell out of this music. Yeah.
Okay.
You guys got North Mississippi Hill Country on this, man. Are you kidding?
Yes.
This is some good stuff. And for those of you that are tuned in, it's been a special edition of Radio Memphis Around the World. The blues invaded the show all day today, and I tell you what, it couldn't have been better, and I couldn't have been happier. I want to give a big shout out and a big thank you again to Galia, Mama's Boys, for stopping in and doing a live set before they went on in Memphis. At Blue City Cafe tonight. Don't forget, if you're on Beale Street, you're in the Memphis area, you can go catch them there from 5 to 9. And of course, you know, make sure that you're always hanging out with us every Saturday, starting at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, because we're rocking out until 5 o'clock with the coolest music around the planet. And apparently, I've been also speaking about the Kimbros, since we've got Cam Kimbro that's all up on this Mehdi Gurdi. May 11th through the 13th at the Hut. It is the Kimbro Cotton Patch Blues Festival. Which means, okay, tonight. Tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night. The Kimbrough brothers are going to be playing all together at the same time, apparently. As is Robert Kimbrough Sr., Little Joe Ayers, R.O. Boyce, Lightning Malcolm. It's too many to know. If you need tickets, go to Eventbrite, Brite.com, and go see the show down in the beautiful Holly Springs. It's going on right now, and tonight they are going to light it up at the Hut.
Man, that's going to be a show right there. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and we'll let these ladies take the show out for us right here on Radio Memphis. See my jumper hanging on the line. Mehdi Gurdi, right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. I'm D. Thanks for tuning in.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.